Thank you again for joining us today. I am Sandy Waters, and with me today are the great people from Delphi Rise and Open Access. We got Dominic Morano on the phone with us from Delphi Rise. You're a board member and the chair of this fundraising event that we're going to talk about today. And in the studio with me is Lilium Torres, director of Open Access. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so we want to get our phone right now because there's a great charity event that we're going to put in our phone. It's Delphi Rise Coffee, Comedy, and Cars to Benefit Open Access, Thursday, November 15th, 5:30 to 8:00, right?
Yes, exactly.
And the location of this event is where?
It's at the Rochester Auto Museum. It's a brand new venue. It's located where CGI Communications is, right on the corner of Main and St. Paul. Rob Bartowitz, the owner of CGI, that's his personal car collection. And it is open to the public like on Saturdays and Sundays, but he's giving us the facility to have our first fundraiser. So we're really excited. And there will be valet parking so people can like just pull up. We've got valet that'll take their cars right to the, well, I think everybody knows how valet works. But yeah. It's going to be a great event.
Wow. Now that is really cool. I didn't realize it was his personal car collection.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. We'll get more into that, into what to expect that night. But let's learn more about you guys. Delphi Rise. Let's start with you. Now, Margie Tabor, your coworker has been in before to tell us a little bit about it, the mission and what you guys are all about. Can you refresh our memory, though, Dominic?
Well, sure. I mean, other than, you know, the big, and we're having the event for Open Access, which is literally, I mean, it's Lilium. Lilium's going to elaborate more in depth on her program. But Delphi Rise also has other programs that focus on mental health awareness, prison reentry. There's an outpatient clinic that just opened, not opened, but on the west side of the city, which there was a need for that. So there's an outpatient, you know, for drug and alcohol treatment right on West Main Street, which is conveniently located. Their former location was kind of way out of the way on Eastridge Road, difficult for people that took public transportation to get to. Now it's like literally a bus ride away or walk within walking distance to some of the areas that are in real need of help and support. So if you go to DelphiRise.org, it'll give you a comprehensive like overview of everything that Delphi Rise offers. A lot of people are going to be really, really surprised when they look at that website. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, we had no idea that Delphi did so much for the community other than drug and alcohol treatment.
Now, how long have you been with them, Dominic?
I've only been on the board. This is my second year.
Okay. And Lilium, now Open Access, and like Dominic said, the proceeds of this benefit goes to you guys. Can you give us more about what you guys are about, how it started, and what you guys do?
Sure. I'll begin by saying that I have been with Delphi Rise for about 6 months. I started with them in April when the clinic opened 24/7. The clinic has been open for about a year. When it started, it was only about 3 days a week and a couple of hours a day. And then in April, we moved to 24/7.
So now, is Open Access an arm of Delphi Rise? Is it one group or is this a separate non-for-profit?
Sure. Well, Open Access came about as a collaboration of different providers in the community.
Okay.
And they call themselves, or we call ourselves, Recovery Net. And whenever they get together to present a project to OASIS, there's always a leading agency. So for Open Access, it was Delphi Rise.
Okay. Okay. And now, what do you offer to the community?
So what we have is, you can call it a drop-in center. Anybody can come in anytime when they are ready to seek treatment for their substance use. There's no need for appointment. It could be any time of the day or night. And they will always be received. There will always be an evaluator ready for them to do an assessment and evaluation and to do a referral. So we mainly do those two things. We do assessment and evaluation and a referral to either a detox, inpatient, or even outpatient. Every Thursday night, we have a family support group. We have a big group right now, so we are inviting any family members of loved ones that are wanting to talk about what they're going through with their loved ones.
And that's a big deal, right? The support. You need to physically see and feel support.
Yes, and most of the time it is family members that are reaching out to us first to find out how to bring in their loved ones. Pretty soon we are going to be doing telemedicine, and with that comes medication-assisted treatment that we are going to be able to bridge individuals that are waiting for a day or two for a bed in detox.
Okay.
We are going to be able to provide them with medication so that, that it's easier for them to go through withdrawals.
Okay.
And we are very excited about that because in the past it has taken a long time for individuals to get in on the medication-assisted treatment, but now we're going to have it right at open access.
Wonderful. What is holding people back from seeking treatment, stopping by open access? What are the barriers? Is it still the stigma of it or fear of what will happen?
I have seen an increase of people, which tells me that people are not so scared about the stigma anymore. The stigma is still out there, but the word is out there that we receive people with love and compassion. There are some clients that have said to us, this is the first time that somebody has treated me with dignity. And because they are so well received, they refer other people. So we constantly have people coming in.
What is the process? Take us through that process.
Okay, well, I'll give you an example of a friend of mine who will remain anonymous. His parents reached out to me when they saw on Facebook that I was affiliated with Open Access. And a lot of times, often it's the families that are most impacted by the addict. So I've been reached. I don't know if Lillian can relate to this or not, but families reaching out going, well, what do we do? We have this addict that's living in our house, or that's like, you know, they're petrified that they're going to die. So sometimes it starts out with that, at least in my experience. And so what we did basically is an intervention. I'm not saying that this is like, I'm not an intervention expert by any means. I'm a recovered alcoholic myself, so I have some experience in being sober and what that looks like. But what we did essentially is we told our friend, my friend's parents and I, we just decided that it would be appropriate to bait and switch them, kind of like to get them there, you know, at least for an evaluation. We're like, we just want you to get an evaluation, see what's going on, see if we can help you in any way. But really, if you go to Delphi, or if you go to Open Access, rather, you're probably going to get an evaluation. You're going to get an evaluation. You're probably going to get placed within, I think, 72 hours, right, William?
That's correct.
And so there's a very, very good chance. And in the case of my friend, Sandy, he was actually evaluated and placed like the same day.
Wow.
And transported to detox, and he's still sober right now.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's just, and you know, his drug of choice was, you know, his heroin and alcohol and a bunch of other things. So, I mean, that's the kind of impact that Open Access has. And not everybody gets placed right away.
Yeah.
But for the most part, there's nowhere else you can go. I don't think there's another program like Open Access anywhere else in the country that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or if you have a problem. So your question was barriers, and those usually are fear of what's going to happen when they get there, fear of actually, oh my gosh, I'm going to go get help now. There's a lot of barriers there because a lot of addicts in the middle of their addiction, they don't want to stop. Or they do want to stop, but they're afraid of what's going to happen afterward, you know? So Lillian does a great job, or the whole crew over there is, I know a lot of them, and they're so passionate about what they're doing.
Now, you being, and we appreciate you being so candid with us and letting us know about your struggle. How long have you been a recovering alcoholic, and is it still a chance? Like, what words of advice or inspiration can you give people who are dealing with it right now?
Never give up. Never give up. If you're struggling and you've tried to get sober before and it didn't work, you just never give up. You just keep on trying. My sobriety date is December 3rd of 2013, and that's not the first time I tried getting sober. I mean, there are many attempts before and many failures, but a lot of people give up and they come up with a lot of excuses and why AA doesn't work or why this doesn't work or why they can't get sober. If you want to get sober and you're willing to go to any lengths to get it, there are programs out there, one that I'm a member of, that will help you get sober and create an entirely different life. My life 5 years into this is just, it's amazing. So if I can give anything to anybody, it's hope. you know, that you can do it. Just get, if you're having a problem right now and you're listening to this message, this podcast, this interview, get up, put your clothes on, call somebody, take an Uber, go over to Open Access and get help and get some help, because we, you know, they can help you.
And it's so wonderful that we do have you guys, Delphi Open Access, in our community to be that resource. But you guys need help as well.
We sure do.
Stay alive, stay afloat. So that's why you guys put together this big fundraising event. Can we talk about Coffee, Comedy, and Cars now and give us
Absolutely.
The details? What can we expect?
All right. Well, so again, the valet, that's a big thing, because a lot of people are going to be coming from work. Last thing they're going to want to do is drive up and down Main Street trying to find a place to park. So we got that covered. So when you arrive at 5:30, there's going to be some baskets that you can bid on. There'll be a silent auction. Sky Sands, who is a hilarious comedian, he better be, he's a comedian, right? He's gonna be there.
No pressure, Sky Sands, if you're listening.
He's gonna be seeing the event. A lot of folks have not been to the auto museum, and I mean for example, like the car from the movie Christine is there. I mean, the collection of these cars, if you're a car enthusiast, I mean, by all means, come check it out. But the whole thing is $50 is the ticket price. If you go to DelphiRise.org, you can purchase the ticket right online. There's sponsorships available as well. I have to plug that if you're looking to, you know, promote your business or give in a way where you can't actually come, you know, get some ad space for your company. But so from 5:30 to 8:30, there's going to be a coffee is provided by Canal Town. They were generous enough to provide some really, really good coffees from their private collection. So that'll be good. And we'll have some finger foods from some chefs. Recovery Fitness put together a real talented team that's going to be cooking some food for us as well.
Oh, I love them. They've been on too. They're great people.
I love Yana. Yeah. Recovery Fitness is awesome. So they'll be there. So we'll have food. We're going to have some coffee. There's going to be some cars. There's going to be comedy. And of course, Lillian will be there and I'll be there and everyone else from Delphi. Our goal is to raise $10,000. But if there's any rich people out there that want to give us more than that, you're welcome to donate. We are accepting applications.
Awesome. And then if we can't attend the actual event, Lillian, where can we go to contribute, though, to donate to help you achieve that goal?
We are asking everyone who wishes to donate to go through Delphi Rise. At Open Access, we don't take any donations directly. But believe it or not, we have had people who've already giving us donations.
That's awesome. Right. Yeah. Awesome.
That's awesome.
It is cool when you put together these events, the feeling, the adrenaline you get from the kindness from our community, right?
Definitely.
Oh gosh. But that's what we're expecting, because so many people on a serious note have been affected by the opioid epidemic.
Yes.
I mean, I just lost my best friend 4 months ago. To a heroin overdose.
Oh, God.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Kevin Young, and to see his family and to watch his mother. I mean, I had to hold his mother in my arms while they were bringing her son out of the house. I mean, what's going on with the opioid, the heroin epidemic is just, it's so real. And Open Access is literally on the front lines, like combating this, you know, this problem. It's not just an inner city. So it affects everybody from all walks of life. And we really need to rally behind Open Access. Get out there, support. If we can't go to the event, you know, donate your resources, your time, your money, anything that you can do to like keep this thing going. Because, you know, federal funding and grants are not always guaranteed. And we don't want to lose Open Access. You know what I mean?
Yes. If anything, just spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I mean, it is, we are very fortunate to have you in the community. And if anything, you're right, Dominic, any way that you can help, even just by talking about it, openly talking about it and spreading the word about it. Delphi Rise, Lift Up and Live True, Coffee, Comedy and Cars to Benefit Open Access, Thursday, November 15th from 5:30 to 8. All the information is on DelphiRise.org. Dominic, Lillian, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for your help as well.